Someday, college graduates applying for AmeriCorps or for summer internships may find themselves competing with mom and dad. A study from the MetLife Foundation and Civic Ventures finds 9 million people between the ages of 44 and 70 are in Encore careers. Those are careers late in life in areas of service. Danielle Kurtz-Laban, economics reporter for politics and policy at U.S. News and World Report, writes about it, and I asked her if Encore careers are a result of the long recession we had.
Not exactly. This study was also done in 2008, which was mid-recession, but still then about the same share of people between 44 and 70 were going into Encore careers. But it does seem that the number will be growing, first of all because we have a large number of baby boomers who are going to be approaching retirement age. But also because you are right, some of those people will be having financial difficulties, and these Encore careers are one way that these people can ease the transition into retirement financially by having second careers, perhaps a little less strenuous than their first one, some of them part-time, but still earning money, even perhaps past traditional retirement age.
These people 44 to 70 years old are not doing unpaid internships.
What some of them are doing is they finish with their first careers, but they sort of want to, you know, like I said, some of them want to ease into retirement. Some of them were laid off. Some of them retire and then realize they'd like a bit more money. And in order to get into another career, some of them might take those unpaid internships, but some are also getting into AmeriCorps, which also has a specific senior program, things like that, things like other service corps. And that is expected to grow as more and more of these boomers approach these ages.
So people age 44 to 70 who decide to take on an Encore career, they are actually competing with kids still in college?
To a certain extent. There's no hard data quite on exactly how much that is happening, but someone who I spoke with from Civic Ventures, which helped conduct the study, said that that is a concern. But then again, some of these service corps are directed towards seniors, but like I said, some are not. You have plenty of older people who are getting into AmeriCorps. You have some who are getting into Peace Corps. It depends, but there is no doubt that this number of people who are getting into these careers and are going to need those transitional internships, opportunities to get into those careers is going to grow.
So tell us a bit about what an Encore career is. What kinds of jobs?
Sure. It can include healthcare or education. Perhaps people become teachers, they become aides of some sort in healthcare or education. It includes government. Often it includes work with a religious organization. It's opportunities that people find through their churches, their synagogues, what have you. But the definition of Encore includes opportunities that are designed to help the greater good. And often it's intergenerational work, something where they're helping younger generations like children.
Danielle Kurtz-Laban, economics reporter for politics and policy at U.S. News and World Report.